pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Rock Rider, and you're watching the Pepper Stewart Show.
That is what he said. Zeke told you. He told you that's what you're doing. So if he said it, it must be fact because it's on the interweb net. So that's what happened. For some reason, this thing is right up in my face. What is going on here? I feel like text on Saturday. All right, there we go. That's better or not. I don't know. You tuned in again. You're on here. Pepper Stewart Show. What is going on? People in the interweb net world and around the globe on Farm and Ranch TV. Checking it out. Seeing what is going on today. We got stuff. We got a lot of stories. We got some good stories for you. We got some cow stuff. We got some rodeo stuff. We got some more stuff. So we're going to tell you about that. We're going to tell you about cows. We're going to tell you about how old is too old or not old enough to move out of your parents' house. If you haven't seen that video, check it out. Also, if you send a lot of text messages to someone, could you go to jail for that, by the way? We're going to let you know about that. And probably, I don't know, there's an 18 minute video out there about this from the press conference. We probably can't play the whole thing for you, but we may give you a little teaser, and you're going to want to go see it for yourself. So we'll tell you about that. There's some cowboy stuff in here, some news going on. And if you want to do some rodeo stuff, be sure and go out and check out what's going on at Mesquite Rodeo. Mesquite Championship Rodeo kicks off June 2nd. We've got rodeo stuff going on there. And also, out there at Austin Arena, out there in Wills Point / Myrtle Springs area. Austin Arena, look them up on Facebook. They got a lot of events going on out there. So go out there and do some stuff. They've got a lot of barrel racings going on, barrel racings and stuff. Actually, they are WPRA-approved barrel races anyway, by the way. So if you want to get some points and do that, check it out. What are we going to start with? We're going to start with stuff. I don't know how many times we've opened the show and had to talk about some kid getting shot at school. It's the same story over and over. Some kid is upset. He goes to school and shoots some people. I don't know. You can't take all the guns away. Everybody wants to take the guns away. You can't do that. You can't take them away. That's not going to work. You can't pass more laws because for some reason, I don't know why, but criminals don't follow the law. I don't know why that is. I haven't figured out why they don't abide by the laws. I mean, they're there, so you make more laws, and I guess you make more laws, or more laws are not going to follow. So I don't know. Maybe you could arm some teachers, you know, or just put a sign out. Just put a sign outside that says, "These teachers are armed and will shoot you." And you may not even have a teacher with a gun in school, but at least have a sign outside that said, "Hey, we might shoot you if you come in here with a gun." Just do it. Next up on the list, I don't know who watches football or if they still watch football, but everybody's still complaining about the national anthem. Who wants to sit down and lay down and cry about that? So I don't know. Maybe stop showing it on TV. How about that? Nobody watches that part anyway. They want to see the football game start. But I don't know. I think with that, I think everybody else has the same thoughts on it, that everybody has some issue or whatever that they're wanting to try to protest, but the problem is nobody really knows what those issues are. All they know is that you lay down and cry when the anthem plays. I don't know. I mean, you don't have to stand. The law doesn't say you have to stand up. You should want to, out of respect for the country you live in, but other than that, if you want to be a crybaby and sit down, then, you know, go ahead. Memorial Day is coming up. It's here. It's upon us. Memorial Day. What's it about? If you don't know, go look it up. Google is your friend at that time. And tell somebody about it. If you got some young kids out there and you're having a family get-together or a barbecue or a drunk-a-thon, as some folks do, before they're plastered and falling down the street or driving drunk and killing people on the highway, at least tell the younger generations what it's all about, because if it's not on the internet, on Facebook, Twitterverse, Instagrammer, whatever, kids don't even know what it is. All they know is that they're out of school or they're out of work, and that's all they know. So tell somebody about it. And we got some more. We're going to tell you about some other stuff too. When we do that, we're going to flip the script and turn the we're going to turn around here and look over there. What is going on? Daryl's here. There he is. Look at him.
I'm back.
Daryl's here. He's here. He's talking about stuff. Look at that.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
We got so much stuff to talk about. Daryl's here. Daryl, Texas Bronc Rider Association right there. They're bucking stuff.
Yep, quite a bit.
A lot of stuff.
It's, I tell you what, we're fixing to roll into June. It's been a busy year already.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it's been a busy year.
A lot of events coming up? A lot of events going on?
A lot. You know, between our regular roadies that we have, and then now, of course, we have the ladies' tour on top of that. I think we still have about 15 or 18 more lady tour stops on top of that. So, I mean, it's been crazy. I'm loving every minute of it.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. You know, you see, if you're not following the Texas Bronc Rider Association on the Book of Faces, check it out, because there's lots of good videos out there. You got some good rides. You got some good wrecks. I mean, it's everything's there.
Oh, and this year it's been awesome because we've had our fair share of wrecks. There's been some pretty good wrecks. and of course, you know, my lovely wife, she's the camera person, so she has all the videos on them and films them. And we had some great rides, too. I mean, I guess a couple weeks back we were in Lexington, Kentucky. Jake Vance, he's one of the new hot shot saddle bronc riders coming up. His horse actually ran into the fence, and it was one of those cable fences around the arena, and they both went down, and everybody bailed off the chutes.
There's a tradition.
The horse rolled right back up. He got up and ended up winning the bronc riding. I mean, it was just it's one of those. It could have been really, really bad, but it turned out being really, really good, but it was exciting all the way around.
That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
the fence comes up on you faster than you think.
I always hated that, because you'd be riding and you're trying not to look up. You look up and you see a fence and you're thinking, "Oh crap, here we go."
Well, I was over at Mesquite this week. They're doing school days and doing all the stuff for the school kids. And you get all these school kids from all the different schools, and half of them have never been to rodeo before, don't know what's going on, and they start off with the bareback riding. First guy out of the chute makes one jump, hangs up, and drags all the way around the ring about twice. Finally comes off, flops out over there, and TC is announcing. He's like, "Yeah, this is usually not how this happens." So you got all these kids, it's their first rodeo experience. They're like, "I think that guy died."
Traumatized.
But he got up, walked off, you know, no big deal, and the next guy come out and covered his bronc, but it's always a good deal. You never, you know, that's why you need to go to the rodeo, because you never know what's going to happen.
Never.
Never.
Or what's going to pop up. You know, it's always, every weekend is an adventure. The only thing I do guarantee it'll happen is we'll have the national anthem beginning, everybody will stand up, sing to it, and then roll on, unlike the guys at the NFL.
I don't get that. I don't understand what those crybabies are all about. What's going on in Lexington, Texas?
Lexington, that's actually where our last rodeo was. Well, no, almost our last rodeo. It was a CPRA, TBRA event. That's where we had that little wreck at.
Okay.
Yeah, and then one of our girls, she got kind of chili-whopped too, which is kind of disappointing, because she was pitching a no-hitter all year, and it was her first buck off of the year.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough. Rang her bell.
Well, if that's her first buck, if that's her first buck off of the year, you know, at least make it memorable.
Oh, I guess I said Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, you did?
Lexington, Texas. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I didn't realize it was. Well, I was in Kentucky the other day, so that probably, that's what I get for thinking.
All right.
So it was Lexington, Texas. It's Central Texas. Like how everybody corrects us all the time.
That's what it's all about. But they like that. I don't know why. There's so many times I've tried to end the live aspect of this, but every time I do, there's always an uproar, because you got people that's like, "No, we like to tell y'all when you're wrong." So I'm like, okay.
That's like my all my grammar and text messages and stuff. We do a group text message to all of the ladies in the association and some of the guys and stuff, and very often they like to correct my grammar and spelling. And of course I usually do that voice to text because I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And there's some very weird offshoot conversations that arrive
I've tried that a time or two. They do not. I don't know if it's like a foreign app or if it's a northern app, but they don't comprehend the words that you speak.
I think they need to develop one for Texas with like a Texas twang, you know, special edition. So it'll actually, when I say Whataburger, it'll actually pop up Whataburger, not something else. And, you know, ducking and trucking and all those other things that I usually don't say that
they pop up
that pop up when I'm saying something else.
Oh, man. So with that, we got a little something here. We're going to throw this out to you, what's going on. Here in Mesquite, Texas, we're going to throw this clip out at you, and then when we come back, we are going to do a little ring-a-ding-ding and find out about some roping. Roping and stuff with Lacey. Lacey's going to tell us some stuff about roping.
There's a tradition out here. It's as tough as the ground we walk on. And as forgiving as the devil himself. It's as old as the bricks in the stockyards, and the prize is worn on the belt. A tradition that forged America through blood, sweat, and hide. The one that made us famous, the iconic cowboy ride.
That's Mesquite Championship Rodeo. Kicks off June 2nd through August the 25th. And we did tell you about talking to Lacey about stuff, and hot on the phone, we've got Lacey right here talking about roping and stuff. What is going on?
Hey, Pepper. Thanks for having me on your show today. I'm just sitting in my pickup talking to you.
And you're sitting in the truck. So what are we talking? We're talking a three-quarter ton, a one ton. What are you sitting in?
Well, I've got a Chevy 3500 Duramax dually. I just got this a couple years ago because I started really towing up and down the road quite a bit. And, it's a great pickup. It's really comfortable. I know everybody's got their favorite kind of pickup out there on the road, but I haven't had bad luck with this truck, and I haven't had bad luck with my last one. It sure is a comfortable pickup. It gets me where I need to go.
Keep your fingers crossed.
She just jinxed herself.
That's what they tell me. I haven't had any trouble yet, so I'm just going to keep on knocking on wood and loving this pickup for what she is. Old Vidalia, she's a good one.
So tell us about what you do, other than being a loop master, twine slinging team roper. Tell us about what you do and what you've got coming up that you just announced.
Okay. I started over there with roping.com a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine had hit me up on Facebook, and I was kind of looking for something else to do. I really wanted to get involved more with team roping. Team roping's been my passion since I was a little kid. I've been roping. I started roping with my dad. Grew up on a cattle ranch. I just love team roping. It's my favorite thing to do. It's my hobby. It's my passion. It's my lifestyle. And roping.com was actually looking for a blog writer, and I actually stalked them. I sent them an email. I filled out the application. I didn't feel like the application was sufficient enough to demonstrate my abilities of how good I would be at this job. So I ended up sending them an email with a resume that I'd written up. And then when I didn't hear back from them right away, which was, for me, I'm pretty impatient, so it was like a couple of days, I decided to try to find somebody that worked for the company and see if I could get a hold of them and try and push stuff through a little bit. So I ended up finding Chris Smith, and he had done a video for roping.com, and he had written a few blogs, and I found him there on Facebook. I sent him a private message. I said, look, you know, I really want this job. I think I'd be great at it. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's going to be anybody out there that's going to be better for this job than me. And he said, you know what? Send me the email that you sent to the company, and I'm going to make sure that you at least get an interview. So I got an interview with roping.com. The next thing you know, I was hired. I was writing blogs for him. Within a couple of weeks, I was a community manager. I was managing the whole community of our members. At that time, there was only about 30 members, paying members to the website. For those of you guys who don't know what roping.com is, it's actually a virtual instruction website. So we got professional team ropers on there that are filming videos and doing live videos for our members, every day. They break down people's runs. People can send in their videos, and the coaches will go through them, look at them, tell them what they're doing right, tell them what they're doing wrong, tell them how to fix it. And, you know, it's a really big benefit to Team Ropers today, because not everybody can get to a clinic, and not everybody can afford, you know, to go down to the road, go down the road and get professional coaching individually, one-on-one. So this gives people an opportunity to get that coaching virtually. Now, it doesn't take the place of what you would get one-on-one with a coach in person. However, it does give you just a little step up, a little edge to help you improve and get a little bit better. So from there, I've been there, like I said, for 2 years. We've grown a lot. We actually just combined Power Team Roping with Ricky Green with Roping.com. So that's a huge piece of news. That's fresh off the press. Nobody's actually heard that yet. We're getting ready to announce that this week. And I have kind of branched off also to do some stuff on my own. And I started a little show on Facebook, just kind of live videos and interviews and things, called In the Loop with Lacey Maddalena. And basically, it's going to be kind of a reality TV version just of my life going down the road and introducing different companies that have to do with team roping and different products and services that are related to team roping and horses and rodeo, and interviewing different rodeo athletes, be they team ropers or bull riders or bronc riders or whatever, and, you know, keeping those amateur guys out there and showing them, you know, what's going on in the team roping world, showing the different events that I go to, and just trying to keep everybody in the loop.
And that's what it's all about, because everybody wants to know what's going on. They want to know where to go and how to go and what it's all about when you go. And that sounds like it wraps it up right there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a blessing. I've had a great time with it. And who knew I was actually going to be able to make a living team roping? My dad always said, you're never going to do that. But he told me, too, you can be anything you want to be, but maybe go to school, too. So I went to school, and here I am still making a living doing this cowboy stuff.
There you go. That's what it's all about. You know, if you're doing what you love, you really never work a day in your life.
That's what I always say, too. That's one of my favorite mottos.
Just got to get after it. We pulled it up while you were talking. We pulled up, you know, the roping.com, and kind of went through that and showed the folks kind of what's on the site and what's on there. So that's going to be some good stuff. And then, do you have anything in the works that you have planned, or anything coming up next month where you're going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm headed over to Reno in the middle of June for the Reno Rodeo and BFI Week. We're doing some stuff with them and just trying to get that going. So for all of you guys that are watching right now, if you go follow the official BFI page on Facebook, you'll be able to keep up to date with everything that's going on with BFI Week. I encourage you all to go and watch if you have a chance. You know, there's not a whole lot of open team ropings left these days, and the BFI is one of the best there is. It's something that I've enjoyed since I was a little kid, and you can watch it on TV all you want. You can watch it on the DVDs, or you can live stream it, but nothing compares to being there in person and watching those guys rope those steers. It is such a fun experience. So I'm going to be there. I'm also going to be roping in the Reno Rodeo All-Girl, and so I'll be competing in that along with covering the event itself. Then there's going to be some little rodeos here and there. We've got Salinas, Pendleton, you know, some of the bigger rodeos I'm going to try to hit. Lots of World Series events I go to, and I try to cover as much stuff as possible from there. Try to get as many of the short rounds in there as I can so that our members can watch those. And then, of course, I'm always available for people to come and talk to and ask questions to about roping.com, how to become a member, the benefits of being a member, and even just to shoot the bull once in a while about it. Everybody always wants to ask about the coaches and what it's like to know them in person, and, you know, they're amazing people, all of them. They've been so good to me, and they're good to all the members and just everybody in the community. So it's a really cool experience.
Well, we will do that. We'll send them your way. We shot the website out. We'll talk about the Facebook page some more and let them know what you got going on. And with that, we appreciate you coming on with us and tell us a little bit about what you do and what you got coming up. And we'll see you down the rodeo road.
Yeah, absolutely, Pepper. Thanks so much for having me. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
Isn't that so neat?
That's what happens in the rodeo world.
They got something for them people that aren't talented enough to ride bucking horses, so they little roping videos.
Roping. You got it. You got to rope. You got to be able to rope.
Now, see, that's the difference. So you got your ropers, and then you got your cowboys.
Yeah.
Right?
So you, well, like, you got both.
Well, people that like to ride bucking horses.
Yeah.
See, like, the saddle bronc rider, I want to say, is basically the ultimate cowboy. The, and I have a very valid argument that saddle bronc riders are your ultimate cowboy.
If you, but are your ultimate bronc riders, do they live the lifestyle, or do they just ride broncs on the weekends?
Oh, live off of trust funds and stuff like most team ropers, or
right?
No, no. They see, most saddle bronc riders are true to nature, right? They ranch, they can rope, they can ride. See, they can ride a bucking horse. They can actually break their own ranch horses.
Yeah,
where most team ropers just go finance a horse,
right?
And $100,000 rig and the $75,000 truck. Now, there's a lot of money in it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I've roped one or two in my time.
Well, you got to catch them. You can't let them run off.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to occasionally got to rope for the all around because, you know.
You got to. And that's my problem because I don't know how many years it's been. I don't like looking at the counter because it's probably been 20 years. But I always said when I got done riding, fighting, whatever, I was going to go rope, and I still haven't. Because that's what everybody does, right? You get done in the rough stock and you want to go, and you go roping. That's just where you go. That's where you go, right? I mean, that's where everybody ends up. They go team roping. And I've been saying that for 20 years. I still haven't done it.
Oh, well.
One of these days, I'm going to slow down and do it. I don't know.
You know what? And I give all them ropers a hard time. I know quite a few of them. So I grew up with quite a few of them big dogs right now. And yeah, I like it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, true. Yeah. You got to get them out. So give them credit on it.
But it's,
they are talented.
But it's fun. They put on good events, though. There's some good events going on.
Oh, no, I imagine.
Because there's not a lot. I mean, you got to think about that. When you go into the team roping event, that's the only event where you got to count on somebody else. Everything else is you. It's either you against yourself or you against the clock. Team roping, you got two. So you got fingers crossed and everything else. That
Bulldoggers, you got your hazer. So you got to watch out for your hazer.
Well, if you got a good horse, you catch them. You just ride for and jump off. If your hazer runs off, you just run him into the wall and use the wall.
Well, you're already out of time by that time anyway.
But you can still get him caught. You can get the average then.
Working on the average.
Yeah, just all work right. on the average.
Try to get back in the short guy.
Right, just run him against the wall and catch him. And just dive off, Superman him.
No, I'll pass.
So what's going on? What's this? There's a big announcement going on. Texas Bronc Riding Association has got some stuff going on.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we're fixing to roll into our third year, I guess, our third year now. And every year we've been stepping it up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And this year, with the great sponsors and stuff that we got out there, we're adding $20,000 to our finals.
What?
20 big ones, 20 Gs, three go around, pay the average and three goes in Glen Rose, Texas.
All right.
September 28th, 29th, and 30th, 2018. Now, as we were putting this together, and I was talking with some people, and they came back with some ideas, and you're like, well, yeah, you know, added money's great, which added money's great, right? That's what right. helps get down the road.
Yeah.
But we said, what else can we do to make this work? So we decided to give away a truck.
What?
Yeah. So thanks to Skipper Brothers and Skipper Brothers Automotives, the high year-end money winner will be walking away with a rodeo-ready rig.
So they'll be driving away.
Yes. Well, yeah, there ain't going to be no walking. They'll be driving. So we figure this is the best thing to do. There's no associations right now that, well, besides BRCA and the Ram deal, but something this cool where it's just for bronc riders come in, they can win a ton of money. And I'm talking a ton of money. And somebody's going to walk away with an SUV or a van. We're trying to figure it out which one's going to be. So it'll either be like a Suburban or it's going to be a conversion van or something.
All right.
So I think that's going to be pretty cool.
I think so. That'll be a good deal.
Yeah. And you know what? It takes a lot to do. You know, and the great sponsors, the city of Glen Rose has just opened up their arms to us and invited us back for another year after last year's event, which was very successful. So we got the city of Glen Rose, Fossil Rim, you guys have never been to Falsa Rim, you ought to look them up.
All right.
That place is amazing. We got it. We went out there last year. We were filming our other TV show, and we spent the afternoon out there and played with the giraffes and watched the cheetahs run. And, I mean, it's just the place is amazing. You can even – there's cabins out there. The food's amazing. You can have a chef come out and cook for you. It's just ridiculous. So we're planning on going back out there again this year. Just 2018 is rolling together. It's great. The TV show, we're in the middle of filming our TV show right now still. I think we've got three episodes in.
Yeah.
And we're rolling. There's some big, big news about that. I just can't talk about it yet. You know, there's
in the works.
Legal things we can't talk about. We got to let
the legal eagles check it out.
Yeah, the networks want to make some announcements and stuff, but that's going pretty good. We've been all over. We had a couple events in Central Texas, South Texas. We went to New Mexico this year, had a pro rodeo up there. It was a fun time for the girls. They've had a couple of weeks off, which is great. They needed, they've been rodeoing every weekend.
A little rest.
Serious rest. And, of course, this year we got girls. I got girls all over the country. I got girls from Canada down here competing, which is pretty crazy that we got these Canadians down here. I got girls coming in from California, Kentucky, Virginia. I got one flying in from Florida. And they're going toe-to-toe with the guys now. I mean, they're getting on the same caliber of horses. Horses are bucking just as hard.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They're really showing me up, and they're really impressing me and a lot of the other people out there. So I'm having to set my game up.
Well, I've seen the videos floating around. There's some good stuff going on. There's the Texas Bronc Riding Association ladies bronc riding. It's some good watching right there.
It is.
Good stuff going on.
And, it started off a year ago. It kind of started off as this little novelty thing, and it was a novelty thing, right? Wrong with the rest of the bronc ridings, and it's no longer a novelty thing. This is just straight up, it's another event. And some of the rodeos we've been to, we've had more women entered up in the women's bronc riding than we've had men entering up in the regular bronc riding, which is crazy because you're competing for less money, less added money. They're just out there. They're doing it because they love to do it.
They just want to compete. They want to go there and compete because, anywhere you can have a women's event, the women are just as competitive as the men are. They just need the opportunity.
Oh, exactly. And we got a bunch of they're crossing over. So they're not going just from the women's side. They're competing in the open ranch bronc riding too. So next weekend we're going to be up in Wichita Falls for the Wichita County Mounted Patrol Pro Rodeo. And, I have a little over 10 girls a night entered up for all three nights. And then I think over half of those girls are entered up on Sunday at a church up in Wichita Falls. Also, it's having a big open bronc ride.
Right.
So they're jumping both sides of fences now and playing with the boys also. And I love it because they're whipping some of the guys.
That's what I do. I get out there and get it done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's throw a tune out here right quick, and then we'll come back with some more news and stuff. And there we go. All right. What is going on? You were going to hear a tune, but you didn't hear a tune. Depends on where you were or what was going on. Whether or not you heard a tune. From Cheryl Desiree. We got stories and stuff. We got stories about stuff, don't we?
A couple.
What do you got? You got something over there?
Oh, you want to talk about something from Australia?
Sure. Let's go down under.
Down under.
Down under.
Escaped horses chase cyclists down the highway.
What?
So a camera mounted on the back of an Australian cyclist might capture the moment a group of cyclists were chased by two escaped horses. Down. That's a little crazy there. Flint Murphy said his father, Quentin Murphy, was out for his morning ride recently with a group of cyclists along the Nepean Highway in Victoria, Australia. The camera mounted on the back of Quentin Murphy's bike captured the moment two horses started running after the cyclists. Flynn Murphy said the cyclists were able to guide the horses into a parking lot at the Riviera Hotel in Seaford, where they waited until the animals returned with their trainers and caught them and took them away. So Now, is that really the horses chasing them, or the horses want to race with them?
The horse is doing his own thing. What looked like the horse is doing his own thing, kind of taking a stroll down the side of the road there.
Now, it's going to be like one of those sea biscuit things where the horse doesn't run down there and reaches over and tries to bite him?
No, that horse, they're just traveling down the sidewalk.
Was that like horse saddled? Or did it have a blanket on?
Yeah, had a saddle on.
Well, and somebody got bucked off. Must have been a team roper.
I think that's what happened. Somebody got bucked off and the horse took off down the road.
Had to have been a team roper.
Never know.
So, horses run down the side of the highway. That's interesting. You got to love that one.
Oh, wow. What happened to this? Have you seen this kid that is the judge? A judge had to order him to move out of his parents' house. He is 30 years old.
I saw something on one of the networks the other night about that kid. Yeah. Well, the guy, he's not a kid, and he's 30. So, yeah, the grown man. Uh-huh.
It's in New York. So if that answers a lot of questions there. It was in New York. But the judge ruled that the 30-year-old man must leave his parents' home after they spent months trying to unsuccessfully remove him out. So the New York State Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that he must leave the home of his parents. The judge held Rotaldo's parents. They started serving him written eviction notices in February. So in February, they started telling him, you need to move out. So in a series of notices that followed, he got more than one notice. He got four or five notices. And then they were like, look, we'll help you with a car, and we'll give you $1,100 if you just get out of the house. they said that he refused to move out of their house or get a job. So he's 30 years old. In court, he said he was frustrated with the judge who he accused of not reading the entire case. What do you need to read as a judge? When you come up here at 30 years old, living in your parents' house, what does the judge need to know? You've been told since February to get out.
What in the world? Why? Really? And I don't know. Maybe it's, I guess that 30, that's millennial, correct?
Yes.
That's like the early millennial, I would assume.
I think so.
Right? Because we're both a little bit over 30, so.
I think that's it.
So my thought on that would be is the dad should have used another means of force to remove him.
And that's what's funny is that they gave him multiple, and he was like, I was watching a video on it, and he was trying to state these cases of eviction cases and stuff. I need 6 months. You're 30 years old. You've had probably a good 10 years to get your stuff together and get out of your parents' house.
Six months to get evicted, that must be nice.
Yeah, he's like, I need 6 months. Well, they only gave me 30 days. I need 6 months.
You know, some places, if I recall correctly, back in my way younger days, you didn't even get that.
No.
If you were late on the rent, the locks were changed and all your crap was piled up in the front yard.
And you were gone.
Yep. So. And half your stuff was gone, too, because they usually did it while you're at work.
Yeah.
They didn't pay enough to pay for the rent.
There wasn't no after hours going on. It was during the day. It's happened during the day.
See, like the parents, they should have just waited until he left to go get some Doritos and go meet his pot guy, because I would assume that would probably all fall together.
Oh, he was a long-haired hippie.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So when he went to get his Taco Bell run, right?
Right.
I would have went down there and changed all the locks and kicked all his craps out, cut off the PlayStation or Xbox or whatever.
Whatever he's playing. There's got to be a video game involved somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Video games and pot. Those two things, this story reeks of that.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
Not dogging either one of them, just saying.
I don't know. For me, it's hard to... You know, at 16, I guess 16, what, 17, maybe 17, I was on my own at that time. So I just, for me, it's hard to comprehend these people that are old living at home.
Yeah. Well, 18, off to college.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, what did I do? I went to college. Then I was back, but I was rodeoing, so I was never home anyways.
Right.
I was home,
so you're always gone. So you're out.
Maybe 3 days a month.
Yeah. You're always gone somewhere.
And then I got a place, and then the bad thing is I was always gone. Of course, there wasn't all this automatic billing and all that stuff, and where you just have to write a check to pay for your electric and all that stuff. I remember every time I come back in town, I have to go down to the electrical company and write them a check so they turn my power back on because I wasn't home to pay my power bill and stuff. And get the water turned back on and just so I could be home for a week.
That's it. And then go again.
And then go again, yeah. And then it would get turned off again. So
go rodeoing or team roping. Speaking of going team roping, this guy right here was doing some team roping right here. Over in Florida, this fella here, police in Florida showed off some unusual cowboy skills. Is it unusual because it's Florida? I don't know. When they lassoed, which roped, I don't know why people still use that word, roped a loose alligator found wandering in the city streets. The Winter Haven Police Department posted a photo to their book of faces showing the police officer capturing an alligator found wandering through traffic. And the post said the officer Avery was responsible for wielding the lasso that ensnared the 5-foot alligator's jaws. Relocation to a local pond was successful. And then he came back later. He's like, all right, thanks for taking me back home, but I got to go again.
I wonder where he dallied.
I don't even know why that word still exists. All these words they talk about adding and removing from the dictionaries every year, that's a word that could be removed.
Lasso. Yeah, I would assume so.
That's got to be one of them. That's got to be one they got to pull out.
Now, the question is, did he use his, what was he roping with?
He had his, apparently, I don't know what the rope was, whether it was a real rope or an extension cord.
Oh, I was wondering, did he pull out like a gator and rope with a gator?
No, he's just standing there, but he's got a spool. It looked like a spool of rope, so I don't know what.
Well, then it might have been a lasso. He might have had to, like,
had to make something
out of it, which would have been still. You know, it's a gator. Who cares? It's Florida. They're everywhere.
They got Florida gators. I need a gator. If there's a gator store out there, I could use one, by the way. So let me know if you've got one you need to do something with.
I know a guy down in New Orleans that might help you out.
A real alligator or one I can drive?
Oh, one of those. which one do you want?
I need one I can drive.
Oh, well, I don't think you want to ride these because they might bite back.
Yeah, I don't want to get bit. unless you're in Texas and you just grab a bull by the horns, because that's what happens apparently in Texas. You just grab the bull by the horns.
Well, if they're not too big, yeah.
Texas Sheriff's officer shared a photo of a deputy grabbing the bull by the horns, which by looking at the photo, I believe it's a steer. To escort the wandering longhorn back to its home. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office posted a photo to their Twitter. See, the cops are savvy nowadays. They're on the internet. They will Facebook and Twitter you. showing the deputy holding onto one of the longhorn's horns while escorting it down the road. The sheriff's office said the deputy was walking the bovine back to the home where it had escaped during the weekend. Only in Texas are deputies believed by grabbing the bull by the horns to get the job done. That was on the official Twitterverse of the police department.
I was going to say, you know, really, they. I don't think it's more grabbed by the horn. I think it's that
feet bucket you got right there. They left that out of the story. That's the part you leave out. That's the unnecessary details.
eating that
feed bucket.
Eating a bucket of grain while while walking down the side of the road. Hell, I'd follow.
I got a call. Speaking of feed bucket and grain, and I got a call. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. I got a call from the folks on our lease pasture that we had a couple of cows calve in the last couple of days. We had one that was a 2 week old, two days old, and apparently the miniature donkey. We got rid of all the miniature donkeys because they play and fight and all the time. Well, we got rid of all of them at once. We got the little John out there, and apparently he had this newborn calf by the neck and slinging it around. So I had a phone call about that, and apparently he picked it by the neck and was slinging it around because I guess it was sleeping. And like cows do, they leave them there and they wander off and eat whatever, and they come back and get it. Well, apparently, the little donkey wanted to play. And so he's got the calf in his mouth, just slinging it all around. So the guy at the property, he's running out there hollering at the donkey and finally runs it off. And then the cows come back and run the donkey off. I'm just like, what is going on? That's not what they're supposed to do.
Wow. Now, I've seen and heard of, you know, donkeys.
They do it to coyotes all the time.
Coyotes and stuff like that. But maybe he's just not all there upstairs.
Maybe not. So if anybody's in the market for a miniature donkey, which is halter broke and gentle.
How tall is it?
I've got one miniature.
It's miniature, but how tall is miniature?
A little bitty thing. Probably 30 inches tall.
30 inches?
Little bitty thing.
So a team roper couldn't rope off of it then?
You probably could.
Saddle's
you'd
bigger.
You'd have a better shot.
Well, you're right there.
Yeah. You have a real good shot.
Do they still consider that crossfire, though, or that small?
It depends on which way the ears are pointed.
Okay. See, well, that's big ears. You can just crop them over to the side. Maybe.
You may get a crossfire. You might get one.
What's scary is when I know what crossfire is.
Oh, man. But, yeah, we had a rough year. We've lost three calves this year.
Really?
The last one, we had one that got sick. I guess they caught pneumonia, I guess, during all that rain and hot. And then the last one just drowned, I guess.
Really?
It was out in the pool. I guess what was, because all the cows keep walking out there drinking and standing in the water.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that the calf walked out there and got stuck.
Ah, okay.
And just drowned.
Got tired.
Got tired and drowned in there.
You can see now, just like everybody else in Texas, you're going to have to put a little fence around it.
Could put a fence. Put some cones around that thing.
The cones are going to work?
Keep those calves out. Cones.
If you put a sign up, that would have stopped.
I'll put a sign. It says no swimming.
No swimming.
No swimming allowed.
No bovine swimming.
That's it. That's what I'm going to do. No bovine. Bovine swimming not allowed here. Unless you're a squirrel. Squirrels go swimming, apparently. You got something about a squirrel that went swimming?
Squirrels? Let me see here. What do I got over here? Got a wandering goat. Oh, yeah.
That squirrel went swimming. What happened to that?
Yeah, he went swimming all right. Animal rescuers respond to a home in London where residents had called to report a squirrel that had somehow got stuck in their toilet. No, went out just a second. Are they late? Did they just see the movie? What is it? Anchorman from a couple years ago?
Could be.
Yeah. The animal collector, Officer Kristen Gilliard, responded Sunday to the home in the South Walk neighborhood where the resident student had found a squirrel clogging the drains of their commode. Gilliard lowered the mop handle into the toilet, and the squirrel was able to grab a hold and be lifted out. How big of a toilet do they have that they need to stick a broom handle down in there, and a squirrel had to grab a hold of it and pull themselves out?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. There's the photo. Yeah. I guess the porcelain could get a grip on the porcelain.
I guess not.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least they're smart enough not to stick their hand in there. But, yeah, fortunately, the squirrel wasn't injured at all, and I could release him back into the wild where he belongs, the wild, which was basically the front yard.
Yeah.
I think he must have come into the house through the roof and slid into the toilet. Actually, he probably saw the water, was trying to get something to drink, and went in head first, which is still. Gilliard said that this was a unique call. Yeah, well, how often do you get a call to take a
squirrel out of a toilet? A
squirrel out of a toilet. I wonder if he was chocolate covered. It was certainly one of those most unusual rescues I've ever carried out. I did rescue a bat stuck in a plung hole.
What?
Okay, of a sink last year. Well, okay, this is in the UK, so stuff's different, right? So the sink last year, I think this one takes the crown. I'm sure it's the one squirrel Walnut forgot in a hurry. So, you know, and I've noticed all these. We've been doing this for a few years now, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
It's either the UK, Australia, or Wisconsin that always has something crazy going on.
Always something going on. They got stuff going on in Houston too, by the way.
Yeah, what's that one?
Should I call on
I think these guys are trying to get
He's scared, babe. Someone needs to jump on him.
Aww.
Oh, Maybe fill an entire pool with nacho cheese and have the world's biggest nacho party. Maybe get that tractor involved as well. Well, the Texas Lottery has paid out more than $56 billion to lottery winners. People who simply had a dream and bought a ticket. Lottery.com makes it even easier to
play. Oh, no, that's good. That's good. He's going over to the side.
I'm telling you, see, if more Bronc Riders become team ropers, there'd be less horses on the highway. You're running around.
Less horses on the highway. I'm going to go with team roping one of these days.
I'll go with you. I'll spend one for you.
And everybody's like, what do you mean you got cactus? Yeah, I got cactus ropes. They sponsor the show and all, but yes, you know, they have ranch ropes, and that I use those. The ranch ropes, I use those for catching cows, and or if I'm at a rodeo roping bulls, you know, doing bull roping, safety man at a bull riding. Yes, I use the ranch ropes. But as far as the team roping, I haven't had the time, or made the time, I guess. I've got a box full of left-handed hill ropes. I just need to go use them.
Well, see, I have the body for it. I can be a good team roper. I got the beer gut.
You got the beer handle.
I got the beer gut. I'm kind of, a little bit overweight, pretty cocky. Yeah, drive a nice truck. Yeah, I can do that.
That's all you need. That's it. You're right there. Team roping 106. You got it. You know, I did try to get some team ropers to go ahead and work cows one time, but they said that they wouldn't get off their horse.
See there, I'm telling you.
He said he wouldn't get off the horse. He said, well, I'll come help you but catch the cows, but I'm not getting on my horse.
One time they get off the horse, you reach into the ice cooler, right?
Well, you got to. You got to stay hydrated, right? That's what they do. Oh, don't worry, team ropers. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Well, no, you are. I am.
I'm going to go one day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to break down. Here's the problem. The problem is the internet. And everybody's got a camera phone.
Right.
And so when I go out there, you're going to see 15 videos on the internet of people posting about, hey, here's that stupid guy from that talk show that can't rope anything.
But see, the good thing is we admit that we suck at roping.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's what I'm
telling them. Unlike you, I haven't roped in probably 20 years. Yeah.
And that's what I tell them. I say, when I go catch cows all the time. Now, I may chase that cow for 30 minutes till it gets tired where I can ride up close and catch it.
But
I still do it. I've got pictures on the internet. You can see those. Now, it doesn't say that I chased the cow for an hour till it got tired, but you see me with the cow caught. So it does happen. My loop can reach them at one point or another.
Right. Well, there you go.
It happens.
See, maybe we'll have to enter like some big old charity team roping or something and go down there and
we need to do that one
attempt
day.
To sling a rope just for fun.
We need to do that. We were gonna throw this out for you guys. We ran out of time though. We wanted to show you the video from the woman that sent just Google this, all right? In your own time, Google woman speaks from jail about sending 65,000 text messages to a man, all right? And just watch the interview because, I don't know, you just need to watch it. All I can say is you just need to watch it because this stuff happens in the world. So all of you that are all about online dating and like text and is Tinder and Grindr and Farmers Only, all that, all you online daters, Google that, watch this video, and just think about this next time you go.
It'll definitely make you think twice. I'm glad I'm happily married because I would be scared to go out in the dating world.
And that's why I tell people now. I'm like, look, I've been married for long. I got married back before flip phones. So you didn't have all this mess that these kids have now. So
I didn't have an iPhone. There wasn't such thing as an iPhone back.
Yeah, there
when
was
I got
no
married.
Phones. I think at first I had the brick phone. And right off the brick phone, I finally broke down and got the Razor, which you weren't anybody unless you had the Razor flip phone.
Yep.
And you had the Razor. There was no camera phones and fancy apps and all that the kids got nowadays. So it's a whole other world out there. A lot of stuff. But with that stuff, right there, Daryl McRoy with Texas Bronc Riders Association. Look them up on Facebook. Check them out. See what's going on, where they're bucking. A lot of stuff's going on. Like I said, they got some good stuff coming up. Big, year end? 20, yeah. You got a truck.
Giving away a truck, $20,000.
A truck.
Yeah, a truck. a rodeo ready rig.
Ready
That's
to go.
How rodeo ready rig.
Ready to go down highways and byways.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be badass looking too. I'm sure it'll be all wrapped and it'll look like one of these fancy team roper trucks.
So you'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
You can go to either one, team roping or bronc riding.
Good possibility.
You got the truck for it. Check him out. Look him up. Everything else going on about the show and what's going on, where we're going to be, what we're going to do, always, pepperstewart.com. Go there, look around, and see stuff.